All right, check this out. I want to show you how Fox News talked about Zohran Mamdani, the mayor-elect of New York, before Donald Trump met with him in the Oval Office, calling him a jihadist, communist, a threat to democracy, a threat to our country, versus how they spoke about him after their Oval Office meeting, where Donald Trump in real time blew up the entire MAGA media narrative that Zohran is incompatible with the governing style of the United States. I mean, Trump was nice to Zohran, and I'm not going to knock that. I'm just going to knock the fact that in being nice to Zohran, he showed that the way Fox News covers politics is incongruent with the experience of the average American. I mean, before we even jump into this one, let me show you this clip of Fox News actually undermining Donald Trump's narrative on costs. Just last night, Bret Baier ran a segment where he talked about the rising energy costs for U.S. consumers, for U.S. households, which is in stark contrast to the way that Donald Trump speaks about the economy or energy costs, where he insists that he has killed inflation, that prices are down, that affordability is a scam, that Americans are not struggling on anything except for maybe beef a little bit, which is a lie. You go into the grocery store and things are more expensive. Not only beef, but meat of all sorts, chicken, whether it's bread, orange juice is up 29%. Everything is up, and Donald Trump he doesn't know that. So let's watch this clip of Fox News explaining this.
And for people now, you know, if you look at the latest energy inflation data, this is September inflation data, you know, you can see energy going up, electricity going up, gasoline a little bit down, gas service up. And if you look at the average gas price, these are two different things to look at, but steady from 1 year ago, it's about roughly the same, $3.07, $3.06. I guess
Donald Trump keeps claiming over and over that gas is at $2 or $2.20, but Fox News just blew up his narrative. It's rather unchanged from 1 year ago when Biden was in office. Also, when they say that egg prices are down, a dozen eggs is down 4 cents over the past 12 months. There was a spike due to a flu within birds at one point, but it is down 4 cents over the past 12 months. Let's continue this clip.
Yes, my question is, will people feel a different energy cost into the new year, quarter one, quarter two, do you think?
I think you'll soon see a stop in the rise of electricity prices. We're going to achieve that, I think, hopefully in the first half of 2026.
In the first half of 2026, we'll see a stop in the rise of prices. Donald Trump is out there saying that prices are already lowered and they started lowering months ago. Which is it?
The stop of the rises. But during the Trump administration, you will see a downward trend before the administration's over.
Wait, before the administration is over? What? I thought we were going to get lower prices on day one. I thought we were going to get 90 deals in 90 days. War has ended and immediate results. What do you mean before the administration is over? At some point, maybe.
In the price of electricity, in most all states that are open to building new infrastructure.
In most states, so now he's qualifying it more. In most
building data centers, that are building power plants, that are building pipelines, we will see overall a downward national trend.
Overall, a downward national trend. This guy doesn't know. He's qualifying this a lot in some states, but it's overall going to be a downward trend. Now, let's go over here. Let's go over to Fox Propaganda Network, also trying to spin this Zohran Mamdani meeting as a powerful moment for Trump. They're trying to spin away from the fact that Trump was literally eating out of Zohran's hand. Remember, during this meeting, Trump conceded that Zohran's not a jihadist, he's not a communist, and that his governing style actually would be safe for people like Trump to live under. But during the same meeting, Zohran did not have to concede anything. He even doubled down and said, yes, Trump is a fascist. Just watch. In the clips that are black and white, those are on election night, a few weeks ago, a month ago now. And on the clips that are in color, that's just after the meeting.
Trump and Zohran want the same thing for the city. They both want it to be safe and affordable.
9% of the entire American economy, bigger than the economy of Canada, just in this city, could be setting out on a grand social experiment of socialism that has demonstrably failed in the Soviet Union and beyond.
Zohran's fresh, and Trump likes to get his hands on new brands. He can work with anyone. Jews, Muslims, communists, Little Rocket Man.
Because Comrade Mamdani is not just a communist. He's an anti-Semitic communist.
The New York relationship is based on action and results, not labels and insults. Zohran might be a communist today, but tomorrow, Who knows?
And you chose the guy who's called for the abolition of private property and refused to condemn the phrase globalized intifada.
It kind of seemed like Trump knew Mondami said a lot of things to get elected and now knows he has to govern.
Notice the change in tone. On election night, they're like, this little jihadist communist. And then after the meeting, they're like, sometimes insults aren't the way to govern. Like,
and might have it in them.
You have an avowed socialist engaged in Marxist theory talking about freezing the rent, banning private property ownership, seizing the means of production, defunding the police, shutting down prisons, legalizing prostitution.
These weren't things that Zohran Mamdani ran on. There's like one Zohran tweet from 4 years ago where he says police funding needs to be reallocated, hashtag defund the police. And he's moderated since then. He doesn't think we should actually just fully disband the NYPD. That is a boogeyman. No one should actually think the entire New York Police Department should be disbanded. That would not lead to a safer New York. That's why Zohran kept the same commissioner, even though she's controversial. He said, listen, we want continuity. We want to keep the city safe. But they're ascribing all of these positions to Zohran that he doesn't have. He's not going to confiscate anyone's property. He wants to make things more affordable, not just take property away from people.
Oh, and raising taxes by $9 billion.
This was great to see for the country. If Trump and Zohran can get along, we all can. And then he says government handouts are freedom and dignity. Now, you've heard that from some of the worst tyrants in world history. Humble, too. Huh. There could be a new movement forming. Left-wing and right-wing populists have the potential to unite to fight for the working class.
He's going to eradicate the NYPD ranks. He will foment an anti-Semitic culture. He will promise free things and give free things to the detriment of our economic structure here.
Grabbed the only guy they have focused on the cost of living and the quality of life and brought him under his wing.
Oh, my Lord. They were just saying that it's all going to be to the detriment of American citizens, particularly people in New York. Now they're saying, oh, the one other person who cares about the cost of living, we're going to unite with him. It's almost like Jesse Waters is smugly doing a bit. Like, look at his face. He knows that just a month ago, less than a month ago, on November 4th, he was talking about Zohran like he was Hitler.
Mondami and Trump both make establishment Democrats look petty and ignorant, old and feckless.
Well, I think what you're going to see is just a collision with Trump. He's going to get a lot of traction from it. The base is going to love it, but he's not going to deliver on anything that's going to help people.
Mondami and Trump have that in common. They love people. They love the people they represent.
Come on, look at the switch up. Fox Propaganda Network painted this picture of Mamdani as this extremist who wanted to destroy America. And you see this getting undermined in real time. It makes you wonder. It should make Fox News viewers wonder, what other narratives were they lied to about? I mean, it's like they have the memory of a goldfish. Do they not remember just a few weeks ago when they were painting Mamdani out to be an extremist? I know the Oval Office meeting surprised everybody a little bit, but it should make you rethink your preconceptions of people if Mamdani ends up not going in there and being an extremist asshole, socialist, communist, or whatever the hell they thought he was. No, he's just somebody who wants to help the people of New York City. And remember, Donald Trump benefited from this meeting in some ways. I mean, he looked weak. He looked like he was eating out of Mamdani's hand, but at the end of the day, he needed some sort of win that distracted people from the Epstein files. He needed some win that softened people's perceptions of him and redirected it towards the economy. So at the end of the day, this was a political strategy for Trump to soften himself. And the Fox News people are buying it, hook, line, and sinker. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.